Natural Planning Techniques, The Five Phases. It goes without saying, but still it must be said again, thinking in more effective ways about projects and situations can make things happen sooner, better, and more successfully. So, if our minds plan naturally anyway, what can we learn from that? How can we use that model to facilitate getting more and better results in our thinking? Let's examine each of the five phases of natural planning and see how we can leverage these contexts. Purpose. It never hurts to ask the why question. Almost anything you're currently doing can be enhanced and even galvanized by more scrutiny at this top level of focus. Why are you going to your next meeting? What's the purpose of your task? Why are you having friends over for a barbecue in the backyard? Why are you hiring a marketing director? Why do you have a budget? I admit it, this is nothing but advanced common sense. To know and to be clear about the purpose of any activity are prime directives for clarity, creative development, and cooperation. But it's common sense that's not commonly practiced, simply because it's so easy for us to create things, get caught up in the form that we've created, and let our connection with our real and primary intentions slip. I know, based upon thousands of hours spent in many offices with many sophisticated people, that the why question cannot be ignored. When people complain to me about having too many meetings, I have to ask, what is the purpose of the meetings? When they ask, who should I invite to the planning session? I have to ask, what's the purpose of the planning session? Until we have the answer to my questions, there's no possible way to come up with an appropriate response to theirs.